Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
I suppose this text summarizes everything. From New York State, you guys seem to have severely underestimated how bad families can be. Yes.
Yeah, we do that
yes,
sometimes.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
This text from Lansing. I thought my family was horrendous because they're selling shampoo and leggings online, but apparently that's great. Thanks.
I don't know.
Why
that's
those
pretty embarrassing.
Seem so horrendous. Is it like homemade shampoo? I'm very curious about this.
Yeah.
But no, it seems like it could be worse.
Listen, multiple things can be shameful. So
that's true.
Okay.
1-800-947-3979. Whose family is more messed up? Now, this started with the story of an Australian OnlyFans model who found out after a couple of months that her biggest subscriber was her stepdad, whom she had known since she was 11. And he was sending very specific requests, spending $2,000 like bonus in addition to just subscribing.
Yeah.
To get specific videos in specific places. I read, by the way, in the article that the places he requested were all places he had access to. So he could go in them. But so whose family is worst? Okay, this one's weird. Not quite the incest level that you guys are hitting home runs on.
Yeah, okay.
But I was breastfed against my mom's will by a family friend when I was a baby, and she decided to tell me at my grandfather's funeral while we were shutting the casket. My mom's still best friends with the woman. She said it casually, like, hey, would you like to try some of this bread?
Ew.
Wow.
But that is a thing, though, right? When moms can't get, like, milk if other women are around, especially if you've had a baby.
Other cultures, it's pretty normal.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a village, they say.
Well, we've also seen, like, the heroic moments where, like, maybe a female officer saves a baby and she herself has just had one and the baby's practically starving. Like, you see those really incredible stories. But to know you said to somebody, please don't put your boob near my baby, and then they did it anyway and breastfed them.
Yeah, that's
and then mom
weird.
Casually mentions it during the shutting of a coffin. I think that's the part that's...
I was like, was it your grandfather that tried to breastfeed you? Because then maybe that would make more sense. But it wasn't. And she's still friends with that lady.
This text from Birmingham said, here, hold my beer.
Okay.
So messed up family. I think I'm the champion. Okay.
Congratulations. Right.
I have two stepsisters and a stepmom, and I've had sex with every one of them.
Two stepsisters and a stepmom.
That's like
you're bragging. Yeah. You're so bragging.
1, 2, 3. I'll have them all. You're no Goldilocks. First, the oldest stepsister. Then when I got older, my stepmom, while my dad worked nights. Then in the last few years, the younger stepsister.
I'm glad he told us that because, honest to God, my first question was, I wonder what order goes
in. Do you go young to old? I wondered.
I mean, you'd think you'd start old and go young, but
it seems to me like it was just based on opportunity for him. He wasn't really like, I'm going to go for youngest to oldest, oldest to youngest. He just saw an opportunity and took it three times.
Do you think he planned it? Do you think the first time he met the whole family, he said, yeah.
This is jackpot.
I have the impression that the younger stepsister wasn't of age.
Oh.
And so probably not.
Well, I wouldn't jump to that conclusion.
I know.
Touche.
That's a family that has a lot of kids out of wedlock.
There's a lot of uncle brothers.
Yeah.
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 Steve, you know how sometimes I'll read something and you go, wait. Say that again. I need to make some notes. I'm telling you in advance.
Okay.
Get down your family. Get your family tree pencil and paper out.
Got it.
This one's going to take some work. I slept with my brother's sister. No relation to me.
Wait.
Your brother's
sister. Okay, so it has to be like
sister,
a half.
So it's a half.
Yeah.
Yes. They have the same dad, but different mom.
Okay.
My brother and I have the same mom, different dad.
Okay, so that's a so he's a half brother and she's a not at all sister.
Yeah, totally.
For you. He's just the middleman. So yeah, it's totally fine. It's a weird. But I mean mostly just weird for him.
Hmm. First time writer, long time listener. I have a coworker that doesn't know if his dad is his dad or his grandfather is his dad and his dad is his brother.
Oh,
one more time, please. That's
like a dad, brother, dad.
That's like Jack Nicholson scenario.
First time writer, long time listener. I have a coworker that doesn't know if his dad is his dad or if his grandfather is his dad and his dad is his brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. We've heard of that before where, like, you know, maybe somebody knocks somebody up and they're only like 17 or 16. And then, you know, dad is 38. So, you know, or grandpa.
His mom, currently still married to his dad, had an affair with the grandfather back before he was born.
Whoa.
Oh. And they worked it out. But in the midst of the affair, the mom became pregnant. He could be either of the two men's child. They have the same DNA, so a DNA test wouldn't really help.
No, it would.
No, it would. Yeah,
it still will. Yeah,
that's not DNA, how DNA works.
No.
You might not want to know.
No, yeah. You can tell.
Maybe you're just stupid enough that they've told you that their whole lives. So they you have. Don't get a DNA test, but you can.
You absolutely can.
This text, I don't know, guys. You keep saying that first story about the OnlyFans model where her stepdad was watching it is really bad, but I'd send nudes to my real dad for an extra $2,000 a month.
Is it a month? Or is it
well,
$2,000
overall?
Well, it was
overall. $2,000 over 2 months. She hadn't been on OnlyFans that long. All right, Hot Wings, would you send your parents one nude a week for $2,000 a month? Knowing that they wanted it.
No.
That's the difference. Okay, not just like, they're like, God dang it, Chris, stop doing it.
But then again, I mean, if they just ask in the first place, I already know we're not going to get together anymore. So at that point, maybe. Might as well take your money then.
Steve, what if your dad's remarried, right?
Yeah.
What if, so, and she was never a stepmom to you as well after, because your parents got divorced when you were in college or high school.
Yep.
So, okay, let's say your technically stepmom's like, man,
my dad's
I like the
wife.
Way you look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
she's,
stepmom, sorry.
She's like a step special friend.
Yeah, she's not really, she's your dad's wife. Yeah. But let's say she pulled you aside the next time you're down in sunny Florida and said, hey, you just look like what I always imagined your dad looked like young, and it's a fun fantasy for me. I'll send you $1,000 a week for 4 new photos. Post. Oh,
4 nudes a week?
Yeah.
For a grand a week.
So $4,000 a month.
$52,000.
But she adds that it's a significant mix of soft and hard. Like sometimes she wants hand dipped ice cream. Sometimes she wants soft serve.
I love soft serve.
Yeah.
You so prefer good. A soft serve photo?
No,
I like soft serve ice cream. I want the photo better be
you
firm.
You want to hand it?
It needs to be so firm. You got to let it sit out for a second.
Okay.
So
maybe throw it in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
$52,000 a year. That's life changing money.
Yeah. Do you think you're... Your dad's wife has that kind of money to throw around?
I don't know.
Let's get her on the phone.
Yeah.
Let's, no, no.
Can you imagine? Hey, theoretically speaking, dad's wife, do you have an extra $52,000 for nude photos of me? Love, Steve. Oh, God. Is that not the worst?
Still don't answer whether you do it, Steve.
Yeah, I'd do it. All right, Kelly, jeez. Yeah. Pressuring me.
This text from the Upper Peninsula. For $4,000 a month, I'll send helicopter wiener photos to anyone who asks.
Even grandma?
All right, here's one. My wife's brother ran off with their cousin, and the first time they met was at a grandmother's funeral. Then they had a kid. He was married at the time, and she was at the funeral too. Wow. People love to screw at funerals.
So many sad people
seeking
attention in weird ways.
It makes me bum that I've never gone to a funeral and went, wow, there's a good looking lady. I got to do her.
Yeah, I need to go to funerals with bigger friend nets.
Yeah, I really do, too.
Most of these people are my family.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But...
it sounds like a me problem, doesn't it, Kelly?
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.